WNCW presents some more to the story for this Wednesday, August the 13th. I'm Paul Foster. I'm joined by a member of the reporting team at Smoky Mountain News, Kyle Perotti. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Today's conversation, the sheriff of Swain County, past allegations to now to whom the future sheriff might be. Kyle, let me start with former Swain County Sheriff Curtis Cochran. The amount of legal trouble facing him, well, that list continues to grow.
Yeah, things have developed quickly for Cochran, who's held the office since 2006. He's a Republican. He defeated a Democrat narrowly, fewer than 100 votes. He kind of was at the tip of the red tide that's come over the region. In recent weeks, going back to about the end of June, he's faced some very just massive legal trouble. In late June, two women came forward alleging that on the same day he'd sexually assaulted both of them. And charges were filed against him in Swain County and by the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians since these alleged crimes were committed on the Quala boundary. And shortly thereafter, he was also charged with second-degree rape. All these charges combined are possible, you know, very, very possible if he's found guilty of them that he would spend the rest of his life in prison.
So we make this completely clear. Let's go back to something you just said, because somebody might have just heard the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians also filed charges against Cochran. Break that down a little bit more so there's a complete understanding of the why and how.
Interestingly, these charges on tribal land are prosecutable under VAWA, the Violence Against Women Act, which was renewed in, I believe, 2022. And his charges essentially stem from the fact that he solicited these women, both of whom he saw walking down the street. He solicited them for sex after they were in his vehicle, actually the county-owned patrol vehicle. And he solicited them for sex. And then when they rejected his advances, the allegation is that he touched at least one of them inappropriately.
So the former sheriff of Swain County, Curtis Cochran, was actually charged and arrested.
Yeah, his initial arrest was on the Quala boundary by Cherokee Indian police. Actually, Assistant Chief Josh Taylor, who used to be their police chief, was the man who arrested him. He was released on bond and charged in Swain County, also released on bond of, I think, only like $5,000. And then a couple weeks ago, a separate charge involving a separate victim, a totally separate incident for rape, was brought against him, and he was released on $50,000 bond on that charge from Swain County. So again, a little confusing because there are multiple jurisdictions, but really the takeaway is several felonies related to three alleged victims, and he's out on bond.
Kyle Cochran was released of his duties, what, about a month ago, back in July?
Yeah, just over a month. When he was initially charged, District Attorney Ashley Welch, filed a petition with Superior Court Judge Tessa Sellers to have him removed from office. However, before he could even have that hearing on July 1st, he retired. Not sure what his retirement benefits will look like. That's up to the state. But once he retired, per statute, that at that time, Chief Deputy Brian Kirkland was made an interim sheriff. And just a couple of weeks ago, the Swain County Board of Commissioners confirmed him as sheriff. So he's stepping into the job permanently, which means until next year's election.
Today's topic on More to the Story from WNCW, the sheriff of Swain County, past allegations to charges to now to whom the future sheriff might be. Our guest is reporter Kyle Perotti of Smoky Mountain News. Kyle, let's jump to where things are as of today with the Swain County Sheriff's Office. Who is serving as sheriff?
Yeah, it's Brian Kirkland serving as sheriff, and I spoke with him about a week ago, very briefly, and he was happy to be in the role. Obviously, not necessarily the way you want to become sheriff, but he's happy to be serving in that role, and he told me that he is planning on running for re-election, basically as the incumbent, next November 2026.
Besides the interim sheriff, Brian Kirkland, others have now submitted their names to run for the office of sheriff. Who are they?
Yeah, two other men have come forward. One is a Democrat, David Southard, who served in Andrews as the assistant police chief and has a law enforcement background. And then a Republican, Wayne Henry Dover, who actually lives in Cherokee and is touting basically his experience in law enforcement on the boundary. So they both have law enforcement experience, different sets. One a Republican, one a Democrat, meaning that people will see some campaigning in both the primary and general elections. And both of those challengers to Kirkland, at least in their news releases, seem to focus heavily on transparency and bringing trust back to the office.
Trust and confidence for the citizens of Swain County would be pretty important if these allegations are all true when it comes to the former sheriff. Well, what's next in the case? The investigation of Curtis Cochran.
So Curtis Cochran now, he's been arraigned. They're in the process now of basically discovery, turning over new evidence, interviewing witnesses. So not really a solid timeline on this. These cases can oftentimes take a couple of years. And given Cochran's high profile position at the time of the alleged offenses, it could drag on even a little bit longer. So I don't think we should expect a resolution anytime soon.
Kyle, in our remaining time, I'll give you an opportunity to tell our audience more about Smoky Mountain News, the area you cover across the western North Carolina mountains.
Yeah, Smoky Mountain News is a regional publication based out of Waynesville. We cover Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties, as well as the Quallah boundary. And you can check us out online and on newsstands. New editions come out every Wednesday.
Again, today's guest, a part of Smoky Mountain News, Kyle Perotti. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Paul.
Take time to listen to a podcast of More to the Story of one of our presentations that you might have missed on a recent Wednesday, or maybe you'd like to hear one of those conversations again. Go to WNCW.org, our website, click on podcast, and you'll find your way to the More to the Story page. For Grassroots Radio WNCW, I'm Paul Foster.